previously on Breakfast with Martin Vester. Wake up, wake up.
So we started, took hands in a project a couple of weeks ago. And I love what Birdline Africa is doing, trying to eliminate those pit toilets at schools and replacing them with flush toilets. What a fantastic thing to be doing, honestly. I think it's a great thing, and a lot of stock came through with a whole lot of money to make it possible. Now, the guy on the ground with his team, we spoke to him a couple of days ago as well, from Breadline Africa, is Brian Lewis. Brian, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Are you well?
Good morning, Martin, to you and your breakfast team and your listeners. We're all well this side. I hope you are as well.
No, very well. Thank you. The last time I spoke to you, you guys, you were making work of it, eh? You were there very quickly after the announcement, broke ground, started building your teams at Sijabulile Primary in Mbombela, and also Ian McKenzie Secondary School, Bushbuck Ridge will be there as well. How are you doing?
Martin, we are good. I've got some very exciting news for you and your listeners. Much like the Sharks URC rugby campaign, we are done. We are done.
Shame.
He is a dude, wow.
But also not shame, because wow.
Yeah, no, yeah. Well, yeah, it's very, very well put. Brian, and as we say here at the Bulls quite often, you're winning.
Still too soon, Martin. Still too soon.
Well done. So are you telling me that it's all done?
What?
Martin, my favorite day of any one of these projects is today. The completion and handover day, to see the looks on the faces of the children and the learners and the teachers, it just never, ever gets old. It's unbelievable. So there's a hive of activity here. A lot of children are excusing themselves from class, as you can imagine, to come and use these fashion facilities. And there's just so much excitement and activity here on site at Sijabulile.
So proud of you. Thank you very much. So grateful. But now, hang on now. So Sijabulile is in Mbombela, right?
100% correct. So both schools are finished. Sijabulile here in Mbombela and Ian McKenzie up in the Bushbuck Ridge area. Both schools are being handed over today, so the toilets will be used as from today by the learners and the teachers.
Because I was just about to say, we are in the vicinity on Friday morning.
Yes, we are.
We're just down the road in White River.
Yes.
So I reckon we could pop in and see it for ourselves.
Oh, absolutely.
That makes sense.
How about that?
That'd be incredible.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
That is absolutely fantastic news. We would love to share everything with you guys.
Talking about a feel-good tour, this is incredible. Brian Lewis, you and your whole team, thank you very much and well done. You've turned this around so, so, so quickly. Thank you very much for this. Congratulations. Cannot wait to share this beautiful, beautiful story and also see the looks on those kids' faces and speak to the teachers as well. Brian, we thank you very much. Eh?
Looking forward to seeing you all. Thank you very much, Lotto Star. Thank you very much, Jacaranda. Looking forward to sharing it with you on Friday.
Well done, Breadline Africa. Whoa. Good job, Angels. Good job. How's this for a beautiful, beautiful story? If you missed how it all started.
Good morning, Angels. Jacaranda FM.
You are the principal at Sijabulile Primary School in Mbombela. You also put up your hand and reached out to a certain non-profit organization called Breadline Africa. Why did you reach out to them?
I've got 208 learners. It's become difficult for them to go to the toilet.
We're also dealing with pit latrines that you're using, am I right? On the line is Maria Pavli from Lotto Star.
We are going to be giving the 790,000 rand needed.
Mr. Charles Nkachwa from Ian McKenzie Secondary School in Mpumalanga.
We are still using kids' toilet.
The children, you and your staff deserve better. I know we're asking for a lot this morning.
No, that's okay, Martin. We are more than happy to donate the 830,000 rand needed.
We caught up with Ryan from Breadline Africa.
We are 100% confident that these units will be completed. They'll be ready to hand over. The sites are really starting to take shape now. One can visibly sense the excitement in both the learners and the teachers.
I don't know. I'm ecstatic with everything. I am happy with the progress, and the guys are doing so well.
Good job, Angels. Good job.
Breakfast with Martin Vester. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9.
Hi, South Africa, I'm Michael Owen. If you appreciate world-class sport and a great occasion, the Hollywood Bets Durban July is the place to be. The theme for 2026 is Country Allure, which sees the rustic style of the countryside meet the cosmopolitan cool of the city. On Saturday, the 4th of July, it all comes together at Hollywood Bets Greyville, Africa's greatest horse racing and social event. I'll see you there.